You know, boredom is one of those quiet feelings that sneaks up on people. It doesn't shout. It doesn't demand attention. It just hums along beneath the surface, like an engine idling, burning up energy, while going nowhere. And sometimes, when the boredom gets too loud to ignore, you find yourself standing in front of the fridge, not even hungry. Maybe a few cookies, or chips, or something sweet. Not because you want it, but because it gives you something to do, something to feel, something to break the monotony. But here's what happens next. You eat, then feel guilty. Now you're not just bored, you're frustrated with yourself. Which means the next time boredom creeps in, you reach for food again. Just to distract from that feeling too. That's how habits are born, and how they stay, until you make a change. Not by force, but by creating something new for the mind to engage with. This session is designed to help you do exactly that. To retrain your unconscious mind, so it no longer equates eating with interest. To rewire that loop, and show your brain there are better ways to feel alive. There are better ways to break the silence. And once you see boredom as a signal for creativity, rather than a trigger for food, everything changes. So for now, you can let go of all that extra noise. Let your body settle. Let your breath slow. That's it. Let your attention drift inward. Because part of what boredom is just unspent energy, looking for somewhere to go. And the wonderful thing is, you're about to give that energy a better outlet. One that helps you instead of hurting you. One that nourishes instead of numbs. Imagine now, you step into a room, plain, quiet, empty. This is boredom, just space, waiting to be filled. And for a moment, you sit there, feeling it. That's it. Without trying to fix it. Without feeding it. Good. And as you sit, you begin to notice. It's not dangerous. It's not painful. It's just potential. That's all. Like a blank canvas on a fresh page. Good. And as you breathe, ideas begin to rise. Not snacks, but scenes, images, creativity. That's it. There's a story about a girl who used to eat peanut butter straight from the jar every time she got bored. She didn't even like it that much. It just gave her something to do. One day, she opened the jar and found it was empty. Frustrated, she sat down at her desk, not knowing what to do. Nearby, there was a sketchbook. She picked up a pencil and drew something silly, then something beautiful, then something real. That's it. The next day, she walked past the jar and went straight to the sketchbook. Because her boredom didn't need to be eaten. It needed to be expressed. It needed a voice. And now, your subconscious can begin to update this pattern. That's it. From now on, when boredom arises, you won't feel the pull to the pantry. You'll feel the nudge towards something better. That's it. Maybe you stretch, go for a walk, start a project, jot down an idea, text someone, breathe into a new thought. Whatever it is, you'll feel the shift away from food and toward creation and creativity. The reflex is fading, the craving releasing, the loop broken. That's it. And maybe you'll be surprised how quickly this begins to feel natural. You'll notice the old habit trying to rise, and you'll feel calm. Clear, creative. You'll smile at the fridge and walk past it. You'll choose action or reflection or fun. Good. And feel proud. And over time, you may forget you ever ate out of boredom. Alive. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And when I do, you'll return fully to the room, feeling clear, awake, and free from the grip of boredom eating. Here we go. 1. Clarity returning. 2. Feeling lighter. 3. New patterns locked in. That's it. 4. More energy in your body. 5. Eyes open and back in control. And as your days unfold, you'll begin to see boredom differently. Not as a problem, but it's a space, a canvas, a blank room waiting to be colored with something new. And the part of you that once reached for snacks, reached for purpose, for presence, for play. Because you no longer are ruled by routine. You are the artist now. And this moment is yours to shape.